Okay, today I'm not planning to learn further in the Aradeya, but I do want to discuss with you an inyan klali that has to do. An inyan klali that has to do with the Ayin Nesach. It starts with a prat, but as you'll see, it leads to general issues with the Ayin Nesach. The inyan prati that I mentioned to you on a number of occasions is the question of how we treat Yayin Nesach. How chomor are dinim of Yayin Nesach? On the one hand, Yayin Nesach is an issur d'rabbanan. We're not talking about that it was really, if it's real Yayin Nesach, it was put avay desara, that's us menatayra. That's not what our discussion. Our discussion is about stam yeinam of a guy, or a guy touching our wine. Now, mitzad echad, that's a din d'rabbanan. And we have a rule, by yisurim d'rabbanan, the safa d'rabbanan l'kula, that it's something that we have a number of kulas. Mitzad sheni, yayin nesach, the Gemara says, ken dairaisa tiknu, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, and the dairaisa of yayin nesach is the Isra of Avodah Zarah, and Isra Chomer, Zeharet Valyavar. And the question is, should we look at Sveikis by yayin nesach as a Dover Chomer, because it's a Drabanan or an Abizrayu, as we'll see later, of Avodah Zarah? How do we look at it? Now, I'm not sitting here and say Svaris. You can say Svaris from today to tomorrow. I'm looking at the Makairis of things that we learned as we were going through Simen Kufchav Gimel. We had a number of points of Sveikis. I'd like to look, you have copies in front of you of Kufchav Gimel. At three places in Kufchav Gimel where this came up. And then I'd like to look at the different places where this comes up in general and deal with it. I will tell you that there's a Rosh in the second parak of Avodah Zarah, Simen Lamed Hei, who brings on the Atul Shailis in the Gemara, and whatever the Shail is, says the Rif is Machmir, even though in the Atul Shailis by Adarabanon we usually make it, but he says, when they Chaymer Avodah Zarah, that the Rif is Machmir. So we have at least the Rosh says that this idea that Yayin Esach is more Chomor than Stam Yisurim Derabanan. Okay, let's look at what you have in front of you. And there were three places in Kufchav Gimel. I'm going in no specific order, just the way I remembered them. One is the Sif Yud Ches. Kufchav Gimel Sif Yud Ches. I believe it's page Chof Tes on your copies. I'm glad that Mark is not here today with his newfangled Shulchan Aruch, because we would have a hard time. There, Imile Mehagas Kois Yayin. It's going on the halacha, you all remember, that it's considered Amshacha if a guy sticks a cup into the mixture of wine and sediment and peels, and he pulls out a cup of wine, that's called Amshacha. But that the Mati Yonison said, venerally, the koze hu dafka imra'inu shemile bagas. That's only if we know for certain that he did it. Avam loy re'inu b'stam alay chashin on shem amile. But stam azo, if we didn't see it, then we're not chayshish that maybe he filled it up. So the Maki Yonison says that stam alay we're not chayshish for mile kais. Now, is that called Safa Darban Lahakal? Maybe not. Maybe it's just the Cheskes Heter. But that's a Matiyani says, Stamazoi, if a guy was by the gas, when that Chayshishi filled up. Stam Alay Chayshinan. That was this Matiyani. On the same page, Sif Yud Tes seemed to say the reverse. Gigas Malaya Anavim Jeruchim, Oimdim Bebeis Evik Echavim. A barrel full of pressed grapes, standing in the house of a guy, yesh lesar shema himshach mimenu. We have to answer misafik shema himshach mimenu. Maybe he did a hamshach. That means it's not wine yet. If it would be wine, then there's a gezeirah d'rabbanan. You need chaisness to give it to a guy. But here it's not wine. It's pressed. It's grapes that are pressed in a barrel, which don't have a din of wine. So the mechaber says we have to answer shema himshach mimenu. So we have something of an inconsistency. Maybe we can answer it. But we see that the Bati Yonison is saying you don't have to be chayshish. And the Mechaber in Sif Yud Tes says to be chayshish. The Shach says afilo b'halamas ayin, even if the yid was watching it, he just looked away for a little while, that l'chayshish. So right away here, this was ma'ir right away, that there seems to be a certain inconsistency between the Machaber Shita and the Mati Yainesin, who's probably going with the Shita of the Ramah, which we know is more kuladik by Yainesin.
That belongs to the Goy, but the Pigus is standing in
the house. You mean, I met this Bebeisa, maybe means it's Shel Goy. He's not so afraid of being caught. And the Matthias perhaps is talking Michel Yisrael. It's true. He doesn't say anything, especially he's masking. Perhaps, maybe there's such a chilik. The Gemara says such an idea that a guy in his own is not so afraid. Maybe. What I want to show is a pattern. And you're right. Maybe. But may well be that the case is different, and then it's b'chlal not shver. I only know what you have in front of you. Yeah. So it's one, and again, if each one by itself, I don't know if it would be a big thing, but let's see. Now, turn back. There's a chidushe hagershuni. Two sides back. On page Chav Ches, again, what do we do by Sveikis? The Chidushi HaGershuni, it's going on Taz Sivkot and Dalid. Right, what says Tasif Kut Dalid, Kasim Arichami, is it's in Taz Dalid. The Taz was going, this Taz Dalid actually starts on the previous side. It's talking about a cooked food of a guy, if you have to be chayshish, that he put wine into it. So it says in the Taz, which is on this side, the fourth line, Kasim Arichami is al Shom Chayshin Hashem Irubayev Chavim Yayin, Kivan Shu Bebeisai. The guy's house, you have to be chayshish, that he mixed in wine. The Ubemis Yafakasa Baladrisha, the Mishum Khashash Irvyain, also Rafbana. You mean Irvyash Rasabana? Umishum Freshus him, Urais Rasabana. So the discussion is whether you have to be Chayshish Mesafik that a guy mixed in wine. Vani Aimer, the Chudushe Gershuni says, Amisham Raya Klal, Chada, my Raya may be Miram, the Lesilchas of Kavasi, Alakrabana, the Pligi, Vaid. Haloidami klal murayis. The Mishnah said that murayis, that's a fish brine food. Ki murayis have biyadua shema arvin b'yayin. If it's a type of food that you know wine is an ingredient, kidney sevad you besayf daf lamed ches, then it's awesome. B'had the shor rabbanu b'hanoi mishum that yayin esur lahav rezuama. And in the case of the fish brine, if you mix the wine, the machlokes, if wine is mutter, but it's put in just to take away the fish taste. Avol b'niyad the ditad. But talk to Chidushe Gershuni, Rawa did. Shein Yodua, we don't know if the guy mixed in, if this is an ingredient. Kuli Alma Ma'idi Shein Yisabahana, V'daiku Pashatu. Vein Lahakshay Samishsofik Havalei Lesser Gambahana, Kedamina Gabi Gvina Shel Beisudaiki, Kiyesh Lachalik. Even though we find other places that Beisvekis were Machmir, he says, Yesh Lachalik, Kamash Kosa Rabbi Psikta, that Yesh L'chalik. Now the Makar for this Yesh L'chalik I'll get to soon. But here the Chidushi HaGershuni is saying that he's saying this Pshat in the Mechaber that a tashel of a guy that you don't know if wine is an ingredient obviously means the type of tashel where wine might be an ingredient. He's not Stamazai talking about licorice and there's no chashash of wine mixed in. It's not about tashel where wine would be a normal ingredient. That Misafik would not Chayshish. And he's saying Pshat in the Mechaber that way. So we have the Mati Yainesin who says by Sveikis without Chayshish, and this Chidushi HaGershuni who says by Sveikis without Chayshish. What? He's a Mefarish on the side, I don't know who he is. What? We're talking about the Din of the Gemara of Yainesef, which is either Osabahana and Bishtiyah or not. So he's talking about. Right? We're not. It's not going on the dinim bisman hazel with a mechalek. Okay. So that's a second Mara Malkim. There was a third, a Yad Ephraim, on Sif Yud. So turn back to the page in between the two pages we looked at. So we had two places where Mefarshim on the Gilyan were Mekel and Sveikis. Now look, this Yad Ephraim on Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud says they're the fifth line, Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud, brings a Chubas Sichrin Yosef. Be'inyan Yayin HaNidrach Achash HaPokaku HaTzinar Yad Ephraim. It's in between the two pages I gave. It's page 56 on the pages. And there it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line or sixth line. He says he brings a tshuva. I am married to Bishai Tshuva Sichrin Yosef and Hevav. Binyin Yayin had Nidrach, Yayin that was pressed. Achar Shapokuku had Sino Shabagas. Olu Oyde Kechodun Lasakin Hatapuach. What happened is they let wine flow from the gas. So it has a din of wine. Then they stuffed the flow of wine. And the guy went up, Lesakin HaTapuach. Tapuach is a pile of grapes on top. V'nichu Nesarim, and they put boards on top of it. V'akairais, HaYisrael, and the Yid put to the Nesarim the kairais. V'lachu kam upon mechatzana v'zom v'shabegas, L'sitamar HaTapuach. They had taken from the grapes in the gas, which have a din of wine, to put it on top of the pile. V'chein acha kalois hadricha v'shayna v'kadmos, yavoyu l'vakei ha'novim l'tzayuch dricha. They came to prepare for the second dricha. So he did in this shaila. The shaila is not so negeya to us. So negeya is the next part. In misupik, if you have a situation where it would be awesome, but you have a safik, kivan du midrabanan. Since the whole shaila of yai nesach is midrabanan, ubefrap is manazeh havek nishbach. The simit sadiches. We had in the beginning of Basa B'Cholov, a din of Nishbach, with something mixed into Shishim. And the Taruv is spilled, so I don't know if there was Shishim or there wasn't Shishim. We said by Adarabban on Yemekel, the Gamdi Kasvek Sveka. Says, first of all, we can make us of Adarabban. Plus, he says, in my case, there's a Svek Sveka. Shemaloi Noga Latzarech Nisuch. Even if he touched, maybe it wasn't Latzarech Nisuch, Latzarech Adricha. Dipzin Loi Minoga, Shemaloi Hayalim Tefech Nas Latfiach. Vishem Aloch Kaman Yamashloi Nesarak Mishumaga. This is what bothers me. He says it's a safi drabbani, it can be mekel. Plus, it's really a svek sveka, and therefore it can be mekel if it's hefsed meruba v'shasadchak. So here the Yad Ephraim is bringing a tshuva by svekis. He's mekel by svekis like the others. Plus, it's a svek sveka, and he's mekel in a case of hefsed meruba v'shasadchak. So this already sounds like a more chomerdik angle. So again, what do we have so far? We had the Matiyaitisin and the Chidushe Gershuni. In their case, they were mekel by Sveikis. We have the Yad Ephraim. In his case, he's mekel, but only Befsim Ruben Shasat Chak. It's two. And so these are three Mefarshim on the Gilead. What? He has even three. He's still only make a b'efsim ruv v'shasat chag. The Dovah Tell is so machmir. He's still only make a b'efsim ruv v'shasat chag. What you're saying is true. It's different. The first two cases I showed you was sveikis if there was iser at all. It started off b'cheskes heter. Start b'cheskes heter. It's a safik if wine was put in as an ingredient, or if they did hamshacha, so it started becheskes heter. So they have a sveikis who are mekel. Here it's worse. Here there's a chawaz yayin. There was a hamshacha, some sort of a suffix as to whether in the preparation for the second pressing there are remnants of the first one, because the guy went to fix it and he might have made a yayin esef. So it could be that's a chilek. That would help for the fourth case that I want to tell you. The fourth case we had was near the beginning. In Sif Vav, we had the question of chaimitz, of vinegar. That's back one more page, I'm sorry. By vinegar, there was a case in Taisvis where it said the top line of the Shach brings the Taisvis. Rabbeinu Tam Kos or Rabbeinu Mishulam. Rabbeinu Tam got angry on Rabbeinu Meshulam Shehita Maga Oyvik Kechavim Bechaimitz, who was Makel. This is on page Chav Ches Amin Aleph. Okay, it's on the Amin Aleph, on the previous side probably. Is that it? Oh, you have a different print. I'm sorry. So it's in Shach Yud Beis. He says Rabbeinu Tam got angry. Rabbeinu Meshulam was Mata Maga Rechavim Bechaimitz and Vinegar. But Vishayna no Bekim Betiv Chaimitz Shalon Elu Karinais Chaimitz Elu Shais Neimenu. Says we're not sure what's vinegar. So even though vinegar is takamutter, if you take wine, make it vinegar, then the guy touches it, it's mutter. But he said, Rabbeinu Tam said, don't go be makel. We're not sure what's called chaymit. We're only going to be makel if it's so vinegary that it bubbles. Mevaveya, when you pour it, it bubbles. Our vinegar doesn't bubble when you pour it, I don't think. So here it's also some sort of a suffix. Rabbeinu Tam was machmir. Now here it didn't stop at Cheskes Isser. It started with Cheskes Yain. It was originally wine shel Yehudi. It was turned into chaymitz. The question is it vinegary enough? Rabbeinu Tam was machmir. So we have here some conflicting information as whether to be mekel or whether to be machmir, and it's going to be very, very difficult to come with a clear maskana. Now, these are all incidental things that we had in Kuflaf Gimel, which threw me into this suffix. If you want, I could read in the Sefer he brings from Rishayim. And so I have to tell you, this whole thing is a very legitimate question. Not that you would doubt me, but he brings Rishayim who talk in both directions. He has here a piece on suffix. By Safik Naga Oyvik Echavim, he brings the Rosh I mentioned. He brings a Taisis, a Rabbeinu Tam, who also says that Yayin Nesek is Mochamor, and that you have to be Machmir by Sveikis, because it's Me'en of a Dairaisis. So it seems like Rabbeinu Tam, at least for one, was a Machmir in this Inyan. The Marshal, the whole Yeridaya is a machmir ma'ayin in everything. He brings a tshuva samarshal, b'zel ha'shaynai. M'kayach safik chumrazu ein lanu le'eser. That chumris, sveikis, by the chumra of Yayin Nesach, we don't ask. Ki yaitse by Amru B'Yushalmi, ein medagdikin b'Yayin Nesach. Shekula dikaloshin. So the marshal brings Yushalmi, on the other hand, we have Rabbeinu Tam, the Roshua Machmir, he brings a Rashba. Hichmiru bistam yeinam yaisa mishari surim, shemid rabbanam basok yayin esach atzmai. The Rashba says there were Machmir by yayin esach more than every yisid rabbanam. They made it like yayin esach mamish, and they gave it all the chumras. So we have a Rosh, a Rashba, and a Tosfos, a Rabbeinu Tam at least, who are Machmir in this Inyan, the Tosfos of Bava Basra, Daf Nun Ha'Amud Beis. There he says, by Svek Sveka Shomaga Goy Oser, Shechmiru Li Svek Sveka Yosef Mishar Yisur. So we have sort of conflicting evidence in the Rishayim or in the Kadmainim. Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Rashba are Machmir. So you say, who's the Mekel? Only the Marshal.
Marshal's Mekel,
maybe that outweighs. He does bring a tshuva saramos in Kuf of Dalit. He says, "Nuchaloi ma'al kiyotze b'zalm Rabbi Yerushalmi emidagdikim b'nai yinesach and k'moshik osav asmag." He brings that you can be Mekel by certain sveikas. I don't know. We don't bring, but when the Pais can bring, then we use it. So he also brings a tshuva sarosh who says, "Onu makilan harbe b'nai yinesach." So even though the Rosh, that Rosh I quoted brings a riff. He says the riff was machmir, the Rosh himself was more meikel. So the question is, why do we do la halacha? Yeah. That'll be the best thing. The best thing would be to go with the mahalach, that after the goyim stopped being real life, they have a desire, we'd be meikel. The problem is that the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, I think it's Bezalel ben Aleph, who establishes this idea, is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is coming already after after the time that they weren't of the Avodah Zarah. So although we may still go with such a mahalach, but it's going to be very difficult to say that that answers the Rishayim, and there's no machlokes. Rabbeinu Tam himself had such a... after the time that they stopped being Oduk B'Avodah Zarah. Maybe they were stopping Manasseh separately, maybe there's such a thing. Right.
There's such a period that there's so many different branches that are very few that are still true to what it used to be at the time before these Rishonim wrote what they wrote.
So it could be a historical difference. It may be, and I want to mention such a possibility as soon as I want to complete just showing the Makairis. So basically...
Is it possible to kind of between where the secret in regard to whether there's a Shem Yain versus whether there's Yain Nesabut some of that Nufa for fact, and the question is...
All right. So what you have in mind is that the Bati Yaitis was talking by a suffix of got a Shem Yayin. So it's really the Cheskes Heter. You can even argue it's like a double Cheskes Heter. It was Heter, and it wasn't even Yayin. Right? One thing if it's Yayin, and it's Mutter. Another thing is not even Yayin. So Bati Yaitis was talking about it's not even Yayin. The Chidush Eger Shuli may well also be talking, what was his case, that it's a suffix if they put in Yayin. There's a little worse, a suffix if they put in Yayin. They were Mekel. The Machmirin, based on what I said so far today, the Machmirin would carry, because we have Rabbeinu Tam and these other Rishayim that are Machmir, so the Mekilim are only in places where we don't know if it was Yayin, or we don't know if it was, if there is Yayin in the mixture. It's Becheskes Heter.
If they put in Yayin for
sure, right. The question is it Tavshel or Basar? We don't know if Yayin was put in. But the argument would be that it starts Becheskes Heter. It started off being meat. Tafshel Basar. I don't know. You must be. I don't know how you buy Tafshel Basar from a guy anyway. But did say Basar? Maybe it's just a Tafshel. But okay. Let's just see. Now you don't have in front of you, unless you have a Shulchan Aruch, Simik Kufya Dalid Sif Yud. Kufya Dalid Sif Yud. The Ramah there said that we're Mekel. The Ramah said the following. It's talking about buying a food in which it's normal to put wine as an ingredient. So you're going to the store and you're buying a product. It doesn't have a hechsher, but you know all the ingredients are kosher, except if they put in yayin. So the Ramah there says, listen to this kula. Im yadua, sha'ivik chavim echad bi'ir, einei ma'arav b'yayin. Everybody makes this product. You know, there's at least one guy in town that one guy, there could be 100 guys you make it, one doesn't. Afa pisha sharav yikachavim darko la'arav b'yayin. Muta likach mikulam. Kozman shalo yedua kem bevadai sh'irvu b'y. The talina l'kula shem alo yirvu b'y. He says that as long as there's one guy that doesn't, talina l'kula, the shach brings the marker from ksubis, yir shakov shakarkum. Those of us who learned Subis in yeshiva years probably got to it. Was a Chof Dalet. He doesn't say the daf. I think it's Chof Dalet in the Subis. Nowadays they don't get anywhere past that Bezal Gimel anyway. But we used to get to it. Remember there was a case where all the Kayanim in town are Osir because Goyim captured the city, the type of Goyim that would be Mizana. It says if there's one hiding place in town and it only can hold one hider, all the women are Mutter. Because the din of Shvuya is a din Rabbanan, and Talina Lakula, and with Taila, that maybe she hid there. And even she says, I didn't hear there, and that were Mizana, she has a Pesha, also Pesheta, she could have said she hid there, and Memela, she would. So, he compares it to that, that's a din Rabbanan, and with Taila. So this is a Beferish Ramah, Talina Lahakul, again, it's Taka talking about a product, in which a Mesupik, if Yai Nesach was put in, or Yai Nesach was not put in. So we really don't have a Beferisha case where you know there's Yayin, a suffix, a guy touched it yet. But we have here a klal, Talina Lakula, the Ramah is treating it like a Drabbanan. So that is a strong, not strong, it's a very Beferisha, Kloliistic thing that that's Mekel.
By using today what the churches is not like that, that's what he's saying.
He doesn't say that. The church is the Yayin Hazeh. He says the Goyim around us are not Oduk and Avodah Zarah, and therefore the first Mishnah Avodah Zarah says that 3 days before, 3 days after, if you pay them, they're going to go be Maidel Avodah Zarah. If you give a gift, they don't think about their Avodah Zarah, busy thinking about the Yankees, they're not, which guy is thinking about his Tumah. So therefore, they're not Oduk. Well, that was the Makar of being more Mekel Bezman Hazeh. Because they're not Oduk, they don't run around to be Mishashach all the wine they see to avoid the Zara. Beit Tavis says that L'chumri have to be Machmir. That the Beit Tam. Beit Tam said by Safik Chaimitz you have to be Machmir. Right, and by the time Baba Basra said, even by sex fakers will machma by Yayin Nesef. Now somebody wanted to answer that maybe in Rabbeinu Tam's time there were other by Avodah Zarah, that's why it's aser. Bizman Hazeh, the other later Achrayim Amekel, because it's different. So I'm answering that Rabbeinu Tam's time already there was a rifya in the religion of the Catholics. He doesn't know about Yayin Nesef. He talks about the general klal that they're not Oduk. Yeah. So this is an important Ramah. There's also an important Shach in Kuf Chav Dalet Lamed Gimel, which again you don't have in front of you. But there, it's the most important of all because this is something that the Terutzim we said won't fit. Again, he's going on a Ramah, which is important. On the Ramah, it talks about a guy, you called in a plumber, or a handyman, you have a barrel of wine. Kuf Chav Dalid Shach Lamed Gimel. Okay, it goes on Sifya Dalid. You don't have it in the copies, I'm sorry. But there, it's talking about you have a barrel of wine, and you want to put into the barrel a faucet on the bottom. They have these spouts, so you want to stick in a spout. So the case is that you got a guy to install the spout. So that's also maga over kachamai de dovaracher. If a guy touches wine with a stick, it's also touching the wine. So he stuck the spout into the wine. If you knew there's wine inside, then it may be beer inside. It may be empty at the moment. But if you knew there was wine inside, then it's considered maga bagai. And on that, the Rama said, dafka kashayada. Dafka, if the guy knew that the bars are sticking, is being stuck into wine. If the guy didn't know, then it doesn't answer. On that, the Shach says that even by a suffix, even though when you stuck in, touch the wine, since you can be toiled that the guy didn't think about that there's wine inside, it's mutter. The kol hechad ola yadinan iyada eloi talina lahakol binyan yayin esach. Chikosav ha-re'im, b'tshuva simen v'vav, hechad ikul svuke, inoga b'kavana eloi talina lahakol binyan yayin esach, davik zera d'rabanan, v'shel seifrim taylan l'kul lahakol. Very beferish aloshin, with somebody that's already wine, and the guy is touching it, ayidei davar acher, that any time he could be taylan, Chach Masada, when he brings it, says, also if the guy doesn't know it's wine, he thinks there's beer inside. Well, he might think there's a beer inside. So you can also be Mekel, and his Lashon is a very strong Lashon, that it's a klal by Yayin Nesach. He says, Talina lahokal bin yin Yayin Nesach, because of Re'ein Tshuva Simen Lvav, Hechad Yikl Svuke Noga Bekavana Eloi, Talina lahokal bin yin Yayin Nesach. So what turns out is that we have here, in the world of the Rishayim, we have Chumras. In the Paiskim, in the Ramah, the Shach's explanation of Ramah, We see in the later Achrayim, we have more Makairis to be Mekel than we have Makairis to be Machmir. So that it appears that there's some, as people are suggesting, there's some change from the original din to the din in the Halacha L'maisim. Now, what I would suggest, maybe, is the following. We have a cloud that when Chazal made a gezeira, the gezeira stands. Mitzvah changes, generally the gezeira stands. There may be room to be mechalik as follows, and I'd like to explain. There may be room to make the following chilik, and I should be magdim. I was nesayer to this from Chassam Sofer. One of the chuvas we had read, Toich Devarav, such a mashmois. I'm not pinning it on Chassam Sofer. Maybe the difference is the following. If there are sveikis in the rules, the way Chazal, in the time they asked it, established the rules, then we're machmir. In other words, Chazal acid wine, vinegar is mutter. At what point did they consider it vinegar? At what point did they consider it wine? This is not a suffix that came up today. When Chazal originally made that takana, we have to know what was the gezeris. Gezeris that are part of the original takana that Chazal made, and we know like plug, if we know that Rabbeinu HaKadosh said this is aser, we're not going to be matim as man as because the goyim today are not so from. If we know for certain it's part of the takana, then it's part of the takana. The rules of Yayin Nesech, we're going to go with the original rules of Sveikas L'chomer. We, certainly we will follow the Ramah, we have to know if it's true like the Machaber too, we will follow the Ramah, say that b'zman hazeh, the goyim are not oduk in their nisuch. And therefore it's a kal b'zman hazeh. This on this iser kal b'zman hazeh, well, we're not sure what took place. In other words, we're not going back to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, what his takana was. We have a guy who came in and he installed a barza into a barrel. We have a guy who cooked. We don't know if he added wine. The shayla is not the original takana. The shayla is what happened today in the 20th century or in the Ramah's 15th century. We have a suffix what happened. On such sveikis, we're going to be title lahakol. On such sveikis, we're going to be mekel. Because sveikis that have to do with the mizman hazeh is a place to be mekel. Because we are mishana from the original takana in the way we apply the halachas of Yayin Nesef. Now, just as the lemate ko'inyin, you have to remember that we today treat Yayin Nesef as an isser shtia, stam yainam. Isser shtia, not isser hanah. So I'm not saying any chiddush that we're very makel b'zman hazeh. The Ramah said in the beginning that since the goyim beinenu are not, they're not the derech lenasech, so b'zman hazeh shein eshchiach shum isser nasan lovet is kachavim, yeshayim da ma'agad chom b'yayin shalonu eini asa b'anarak b'shtia. So we do find we find chiluk in b'zman hazeh. Aye, we find stiris and sveikis. Ulai, the difference is this. If it's sveikis in the establishing of the rules of Yayin Nesech, that's a suffix that goes back to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. But machmir, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was machmir and sveikis. If we have sveikis that have to do with what happened in front of us, yeah, we're going to be title lahakul. Because this guy in front of us is the different type of guy. He's a guy like this, so we're going to be title that what happened here is not a... The Chaimit Safik is a Safik what Rabbeinu HaKadosh did. You want to come and say Safik Rabbanu Lakula? I'll tell you, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was not Mekel on we didn't use Safik Rabbanu Lakula. He used Safik Yayin Nesech Hamura in his rulings. So you're going to tell me Bizman Ezeth Kua Maida. But you can't tell me from that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Mekel on things that half Chaimit, half Yayin. Because Rabbeinu HaKadosh in his day was very Machmer in these in Yan. So, yeah. By the Chaimitz? Our suffix is how he paskined. In that, we go with the original time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's true, we're misupik what he said by Chaimitz. But to set the klola Yayin Nesech, we're not going to set klola Yayin Nesech based on a concept which wasn't true at the time the klola were established. You want to take a concept today, so you're going to say that if I would be alive in Rabbeinu HaKadosh's time and I'd be misupik, I'd be machmir. And I'm alive today, I'm going to be mekel. So now we're not going to say, because it's one rule, it's one established rule that we're going to establish. No, it's sort of like the Mishnah Melech says, when you have a sveik in the dina, you can't use the cheskes haguf. If you have a suffix, what happened, So you say it started off mutter, Chesakov says it stayed mutter. You have a suffix, if the halacha is like the Rabbi Shmuel or like the Rif HaTosfos, so you can't say Chesakov can't pass in halachas. You can only pass in things that happen. I'm saying the same thing. The fact that today is kuladik can't shtel avek halachas. Halachas are vekishtel. It could tell you what happened today, talina lakula, and what took place. So talina lakula, we could be talina lakula. But to pass in ice, the klolim of Yai Nesach, that's
what it is.
It's
narrow. The Mazda Messias is built on Chaymet, because what is this at a certain level of something Messias here? Then, today it's really on theory, what do we think about the Goyim? How formally? It's in our mind. I mean, we're estimating how.
What you're saying is true. The question is, how much could we use that? The fact that we have strong doubts that the shiksa who comes in our house cares about pouring things to Avodah Zarah, how far could we use such a thing? That's the issue. It's a sifchav tekovchav dalit. If you want, I'll talk about it. But it does not have the regular din. It has din of chasdos, but not of
Avodah
Zarah. I want to leave the Basels for a minute. We'll get to the Basels later.
Like Gila, when the original Gezer was made, so there were exceptions. Let's say if you're an area of no snakes, then you don't have to worry about Gila.
You're right. There's more can talk about it. But right now, I'm not talking about the light plug aspect. Yeah. I'm talking about the shtelling of vector rule in the first place.
Yeah, you're
right. There's a mokum talk about the you say light plug. Now, what I want to tell you is what really gets me in this whole discussion. Because for us to learn, if you were Shulchan Aruch without the Rishayim, without the Gemara, I think you would walk away, I think we would all walk away with such an impression. Because in the Paiskim, at least certainly from the Raman on, it sounds like Safik is Lakula. What has to give you a pause is in Kuf Nun Hei. Can I ask you, is it possible that Yayin Nesag with Safdar Banu Lakula? And we're going to say it's Yehoram Bayavar. Is that logical? That it can be Savdar Banu Lakula, and at the same time be Yehoram Bayavar. I don't think anybody would say such a thing. Yet, and I'm not saying it's Yehoram Bayavar, I'm saying it says the following. In Kuf Nun Hei, Siv Gimel, it talks about which things are Yehoram Bayavar, which things you're allowed to be Misrapa by Chayil Hashem, by Sakana. There's a Gra there, Tez Zayin. The Gra says the following. I'm reading his Lashon. Now he's not talking about Sfeikas. He's talking about Yarav Al-Yavar. He says, Baharan, Perakal Shah Mashma, the Shava, the Yayin Esach, the Shava, Lashari Surim Durabanan. He says, the Ran is Mashma, the Yayin Esach is like every Yisra Durabanan. Avalari Vash Kasav, the Esher Agav Shitfei Nakat. The Ram was listing Isurim, Aga Shitvei, he mentioned Yayin Nesach. Aval, but really, Yayin Nesach hu bechlal avaydis kechavim. Really, Yayin Nesach is considered in the Isra avaydis zara. Kumayasi ashera, dafagav she'emba yalalav ba'alma osir, chingili arroyis, afilu bi Isurim derabanan. Even in Isra derabanan, kumashomru b'sanhedrin ayin hey amin aleph, I didn't look it up, I assume that's the Gemara of the man who was dying because the cheshik for a woman. He said, Yamid Lafon Ayorum, or Yadabar Imay Machere Hageder. And they said, Yarav Al Yavar. And a Drabonon of Gilead Arayis. Cheyayin Nesach, Dasru Bahana. Vaso Kiyayin Nesach. He means Stam Yena. They asked about Noah, they made it like wine that was put in front of Avay Dezara. Kiyayin Nesach Mamish, Kameshkos of Taisvis. Machen Amrina and Sham Salah Bezam Bez, Yisuri Chomer, Kidiyayin Nesach. Upashtinan, the Igre Yasur, Kiyayin Nesach. And the kesef that you get for it is also called Nisrafim Afromotu Bechlav Etzkechavim. So he says, he's saying that these things should be included in Yarek Valyavar. The Rivash is saying that this is like Yayin Nesach Mamish, and just like Gilei Arayis is Yarek Valyavar, maybe Stam Yeinom is Yarek Valyavar. The Chachmas Adam, I'm surprised, listen to this Chachmas Adam, it's in Klal Peches. Nanachas Yayin Nesach, Nanachas Yarek Valyavar. You have to listen carefully. Yayin Nesef Bizman Azeh Mutalishtois B'mokim Sakaras Nefashis. That's the first thing. It's not Yarav Vayavar. You're allowed B'mokim Sakaras Nefashis to drink. He doesn't mean Yayin Das Po Tavoy Dezor. He means Stam Yayin. Ach Imachoylo Roitza Lahachmir Atzmai V'lochush L'das HaRivash. Listen to the Shaila. Yav Achoylo Sheesh B'Sakana. He says, I'm not drinking it. He says he'd rather die. He wants to be machmir. The sfil, like the Rivash, the sfil, I feel a stam yenam Bubachal of Israel Davai Dezara Vidina Yaharg Val Yavar. So he have a chayla. The chayla says, I'd rather die and not drink it. Tzorech Iyun Im Mutter Lahatoisai Veloy Maloishu Yayin Kosher. Yeah? Tzorech Iyun, just digest the shayla. You have a chayla. He's the, obviously Tamachachim, he says, look, the reverse holds Yayin Esach is Stam Yenim is Yarg Val Yavar. I want to be Machmir. Yeah, the Rambam says that even Atzei Asherah, the Rambam says that someone's sick, and his refuah is to have a fruit from the Atzei Asherah, which is only a lav. It's only a lav. The Rambam says that it's Yarg Val Yavar. So the Rivash says, who I did, the Drabbanan, can they rise to take them? So here, he said, first of all, he's Gairis to Rivash Lahalacha, he doesn't pass in that way, but he says, if someone wants to be Machmir, Tzorech Iyun, if you're allowed to fool him and tell him it's Yayin Kosher. So the reason I'm reading it to you is because, wow, you know, there's a tzad that we're talking of Sveikai Safik Yayin Esach Lekula. When people say Svaris, they go into there, and they are Mekel, give me more Mekel. But there's a tzad that it's Yehar Gval Yavar. Wow. Now, I don't understand the Tzorech Iyun and Mutala Taisai. What Aveira do I do if I'm after him? Lifnei Iver is Yarg Val Yavar. Or Kapuach Nefashis. It's a funny Lifnei Iver. It's not Lifnei Iver. I hold like the right place Kimo Amatir.
The Lashon is very severe. They left out an Isser.
They included. No, the Ran, when he listed Isurim, that a Chayla is allowed, Agav Shitfei means that the Ran said, Yai Nesas, that Yarg Val Yavar, Agav Shitfei.
They also, but they left it out.
It's a Madnazach. I agree it's a Madnazach, but look, I didn't open a Rivash and come down with it. It's a Rivash no one heard of. I opened the Gra and the Chochmas Adam, and they're bringing the Rivash. Strange. But the mice, the Gra and the Chochmas Adam talk about it. They still talk about it. Maybe they held the Rivash could argue with the Ran anyway. The Rivash wasn't so much later than the Ran. Maybe he feels that what is chus? He's going to die l'shem shemayim, l'kiddush Hashem. Who says it's such a terrible thing to die? I mean, nobody wants to die, but you know, it's. My point in the picture is that this we're learning hilchos yayin nesef is a confusing thing. Mitzad echad, we seem to go ledina with a mahalach of Safik Lakula, Talin on Lakula, not even a 50-50 Safik. You have one guy who cooks one way and everyone cooks the other way. And Talin on Lakula. And Mitzad Sheni, you have now the Tzad that it's Yarg Val Yavar. So it's a steer an attitude at least to yeah. Right.
But the point is, I mean, obviously there's no difference between the two. He's going to be in the club with one, he's going to be in the club with the other. But he doesn't want that the club is in the club with the club. So he might be him,
Lie to him.
Huh?
Lie to him. Alright, so the question is, you can't tell him Yayin Nesef is kosher wine. If you have a Talinon case, you have one kosher wine and one treif wine, can you be mad to him, and you don't know which is which. So Misafik, you're going to be mad to him, this is the kosher one, which 50-50 you may be telling the truth.
No, let's say you know for sure.
You know for sure it's the bad one.
Yeah, but
so.
What's the problem? There's nothing in this wine that the kosher wine doesn't have. So
they're equal.
But the Chodesh doesn't want to be misrafel with something which can be misrafel with itself. So if you tell him, so if he doesn't have that in his mind, then he's not in his then there's no
ground. Why don't you ask a question about a healthy person? If I give a healthy person wine, and I tell him it's kosher wine, the guy didn't touch it. Really, the guy did touch it. So in his mind, that's what you're saying? He doesn't see it as it shouldn't be Isser, is that what you're saying? I'm not sure, I'm missing the point. I'm missing the point.
I'm not going to say, yeah, I can tell him, don't tell him.
You're saying, when you're mad to him.
You're mad to him in order to get rid of the
No, who says to get rid of the idea in his mind? To get rid of the Isser. Is the Isser.
I think it's that. It's that because the Isser of the Zulu is only in your mind, but I don't think that's so. I can't time it. Time I show you for the statue, that's Yalak Bariyama.
Okay. Okay. This is Rabbanan, it certainly exists in reality. It's not just in the mind. But Noseya, maybe you could say, is in the mind. There's no Kira of Hadas. But the Avodah Zarah Isser is an actual Isser. If Rabbanan acid it, then it's really Isser. Pashto.
So
the Ramah said if you drink a b'shaige, you get a kapara. You have to fast 3 days. Yes. Right.
So there will be makel, will be machmer in
that. In the Ramah, where we're being title the hakel and what happened, you're being title the hakel what happened, so we treat it as a kula dika iser. The Rebbeinu Tam said that we don't know what's chaimitz. Rebbeinu Tam. So when we're machmir, we don't know what's chaimitz. So that we're machmir because that's a question in how the original takana was set up. What's called chaimitz? What's not called chaimitz? Well, the question is what the original takana was. So we don't go with the rules of Safek Lekula because that we have to shtel avek a rule whether we're in America where they're not idei avodah zarah. If someone goes to the Vatican where they are idei avodah zarah, in the Vatican, if you're somebody in the Vatican City, I assume it goes with the original dinim. There they are. They're very oduk. So we're not going to have different rules for chaimitz in New York and there and in Italy.
So the smirud we make a cloud then. If you're saying that we still have a new thing that might
be and then talking
back to shiur.
No, so it's not shiur because Ruba the guy about that otuk. That the Ramah said that, don't start up with me. That the Ramah said that it's not a zed, they're not menasach. So.
They haven't seen much in America. The men they were more Buddhist
and they didn't have much, right? Are they menasach? They're menasach?
Yeah.
They're menasach other people's wine. A big difference between menasach avodah zarah and menasach your wine. All right, we have to be done. So we have to be done if it changed. And as long as you have these pilish shagayim or also the gaitas. They become Americans very quickly. Yeah, I say they become New Yorkers very quickly. It doesn't take very long, but you know they only wear their turbans for one generation or now. Chachzonim is Kla Peches Sif Oisbeis. Kla Peches Oisbeis. Alright, so this is the sort of the overview of these dinim that I wanted to tell you. There's one more Nakuda I wanted to mention. I'm forgetting. Okay. I want to mention Michas Yitzchak. Bottom line, there is a tshuva in the Michas Yitzchak, which I mentioned briefly last week, Chelek Ches, about the homeopathic medicines. I didn't write the Maramokim. It was a Chelek Ches. He said lahalocha, when you have these medications, and like I said, you look at the ingredients, they tell you everything comes from natural sources. And the only halachic shiloh could be a grape source. He said that there's an ingredient which could come from grape, to say it's not from grapes, but from grapes that have a shiloh yayin nesach, or from another source. He said, talina lahakel. As long as you know it's sometimes made from other sources, he talks about alcohol. That the alcohol that he describes is used not so much as an ingredient, but as part of the processing of these medications. So if it's alcohol that could come from yayin, could come from other things, talin on lahakel. So he, and Allah Lamaisa, takes on, it's not a chiddush, takes on the Ramah's rule, the talin on lahakel. So there is an idea of talin on lahakel. Now, the Zohar and the Mekubalim, that's the Michas Yitzchak. The Api Zohar, and I'm not talking about, you should know that Zohar is only worth quoting when it's quoted by others. The Ben Ish Chai has a rule. Someone who looks at a Zohar and tells you what it says, it's meaningless. Because we don't understand Zohar and Arizal. Ben Ish Chai writes about himself that we don't understand not the Zohar, not the Arizal, He writes, the only time I quote it is when others quote it and I quote it from them. You have somebody to explain what it means. It's like, there are a lot of things that are very, the Shlah understood desire. So if you quote a Shlah, well, at least we can read the Shlah. He writes, here I'm reading from the Sefer Yayin Malchus, Havi Yedeya, Issa Shostam Yeinam, Afal Pishu Kal Be'enei Ha'olam, Be'emes Issa Zu Chomer Ma'ayin, V'Shoysa Mistam Yeinam, Oikin Nishmasa Yim Memokim Shenishra Vay Be'Kedusha, V'Yayinam Mishumer Ba'anovav. He says, Ein Lecheilek Lo'olam Abba. I'm reading from a Heintega, so, V'Richu Ma'ayin Bo'inu Zeh HaMukubalim. He says, the Mukubalim Amachmir. Who's these Mukubalim? So he brings from the Chidah, the Shirei Bracha Ois Beis, Hiflig Ma'ayid Ba'ainish HaMeka La'atzmai Lishtoi Stam Yeinam. The Mavad Do'ever Al-Divre Chacham Im Chayim Misa, every Durabanan. Barman Dein, Ein Lechelek Olam Abba, Kamesh Kosa B'Zoya Parashashmini, U'mizgalgu B'chamor, Kashikimlu Go'ine Ashkenaz. What are you more afraid of? Ein Lechelek Olam Abba, Mizgalgu B'chamor. I don't know. Oid Ba'ashal Mekada B'cheirim Ge'inai Olam. In the generations that were Go'inim, including the Shlah, who made a Cheirim in generations where they were Mekel, they were Mekel, they said, what's Keshoi Zayin Trev? And they were Mekel. So they made Charamim. So he says that you should be Machmir. He says, Nischabra Zah Sefer Miyuchad HaNikra Yayin HaMishumar. And this is the HaMakubul, Rav Nosson Notar Shapiro, wrote a Sefer on the Chaymer of the Inyan. V'Kai Rabai Tismar Sa'arais B'Sarai Migaydel HaAynish. If you read it, you get the chills. From the Gaydel HaAynish, V'Kosvu, Kabbalah b'yadav shashayis shtam yeinam yikoshel bevadai libol goya. From Mishgazu Chazal yeinam mishum b'nai sayin. Okay, I'm not a navi. I don't know. L'chein kol od yizar b'zem oed l'nashim yiskel sundis l'viyasin l'yana mishumer. He says if you drink this wine here, you don't get it there. Kol zeh loshna chokmas adam. The place in this last part that kol od yizar b'zem oed l'nashim yiskel sundis l'viyasin l'yana mishumer. I want to be Melamed Schus just like you do, but Lamaisa, it does. You have to remember, the Ramah, who's the big Makel, said if you drink Yayin Esef B'Shoigeg, you should fast 3 days. Right? That's what the last Sif in Kufchav Gimel said, 3 days, right? Because 5 days. It says five times Geffen in Chumash. B'Shoshoyis Yayin Esef B'Shoigeg, Yashem Shisana, Hey Yomim Kedegen, Hey Pamim Geffen Shabbat Chumash, B'Shapaloy. B'Shoigeg. He says you should fast 5 days. Now you know the Ramah. The Ramah is not a makubal that he brings these types of things, but he brings here this idea. He's called the Truma Sarash. He's basing it on a Rush. No, if one guy doesn't add yai to the as an ingredient to this product, then you can be mekel. He's machmir as someone who knows he drags stam yeinam. Right. And you're right. This all these chumras know about people are mekel on a vaday. If you simach on a Ramah, you have everything to be simach on. You got Eilam Abba. It's an easy cool if it's true, and if it can't be Mavar. If it can't be Mavar in the. What's unsaid is the fact that when someone's giving a heksher in the first place, he doesn't have to lean on the kula, he's giving a heksher. To be simach for the velt. On coolness, you have to be careful. That's all I'm saying. You have to be careful. What? He's not talking about sveikis. He's talking about vadeh stam yeinam. He passed like the Ramah. I'm sure he passed like the Ramah. He's not passing at the grod that the Rivash brought. Right. He's meikel. Yor val yavor and lechatchila are very far apart. He's saying you don't have to give your life for it. And to say lechatchila could be meikel, that's, you know, it's two different things. You're right, he's passing, he's not your Rabbi Yavah, but...
You know, one of the things that we're discussing very many, we're coming up now, the technology today where they don't actually touch it, would that come into...
See, it's still a problem where they don't touch it, because Koychai is Aser. In those days, they also didn't touch it. They didn't have machines, but they had a bar, and you pressed down on the bar. So today, when you push a button, and you cause it to press down, what we understand is that that's also Koychai. When there are two types of places that have hechsherim. There's a place that's all Jewish workers. And that's an easier thing. It comes out of the plant mevushel. It goes in grapes, comes out mevushel. It's pretty easy. There are plants where it's made, and it's all goyish workers. and you have to come in with a crew of 15 mashgichim. Mashgichim have to stand at every place that there's a button to push. That if the machine stops, they should push the button. And I don't know, I was never there. The people involved in the Hechsher say it's a tricky thing. It's a tricky thing. Machines don't just run the way they're supposed to run all day. They are, they don't run the machines and go and go to sleep. They're standing there because things happen. And that's why the attitude towards Yayin Nesach is what I'm trying to tell you today. That on the one hand, the Rishonim were Machmer and Sveikus. On the other hand, the Ramo was Mekel and Sveikus. So we have this thing. They talk about Yahrin Valyavar on the one hand. And people seem to have a kulitika attitude towards grape flavoring and these type of things. So it's a, you know, it's confusing, which I say. That's what I meant. It's confusing. It's not. Yeah. Meshichistan. You mean about whether they're okay for giving? There are two questions. And I don't mean anything political. There's one question whether you hold the Meshichistan have a din of a mummer or not. Now those, I understand. Now those, if they are those who give who attribute elokus to the Rebbe, so they have other if they have a desire, the same as all the Christians. If they are those who say Mashiach, so stam denarish. I mean, I want you to know, I'm not joking. Someone came to my house Shabbos to talk to me in the neighborhood, and he told me that he has a feeling he's Mashiach. That's what he was talking to me about. There's a feeling he's Mashiach. He's unfortunately not a well person. So I promised him he's not Mashiach. So he said, what about Elio? Maybe I'm a Gilgal of Elio. So I told him, Elio is not coming in a Gilgal. He never died. He never died. He's still alive. He's not coming in a Gilgal. It's sad. He's a good person. He's not a well person. So my point is, that's one point. What's your political? There's another point. And this is a very important point. Hechsherim, today products are made all over the world. There are mashgichim that are meisa nefesh mamish. They leave their families. They go to crazy countries where it's dangerous to walk out of a hotel with an armed guard, and they give hechsherim. And they're called yesiv. This is a big problem, but worse than that, there are places where what they do is they call the Chabad house, and the Chabad rabbi goes and gives the hechsher. He's not really trained. In some places they train him, but I know for a fact that in places he's not trained. He's given a fax with orders of what to do, and he goes down. It's not the way it should be. It's not the way it should be. And therefore, products that are made in faraway countries, now how are we supposed to know? It's very hard. So there are different types of products. There are products where it's easy to give a hechsher. There are products where it's hard to give a hechsher. What we're learning and what I'm hearing from people in the field is that wine is in the category of products that it's hard to give a hechsher if they're going there. That's what they're telling me. It's hard to give a hechsher. So I'm telling you that on if you have a hechsher and you want to be Simich, you could be Mekel. But if you want to, people tell me, how am I supposed to know which products yes and which products no? How am I supposed to know? So I'm telling you that when it comes to wine products, it's more difficult. It's a bigger problem. If you want to say, Stam Yenom is anyway, the guy not other way, you want to go with such an attitude, so you go with such an attitude. It's not clear that such an attitude is warranted. And therefore, when it comes to these things, the wine stores today, the Jewish wine stores, are not what they were. Used to be, everything was Kedem, or, you know, Menashevitz, and today, anything with Hebrew letterings goes into wine stores. You have to be selective in what you take. I'm not a Navi, I don't know exactly what's good and what's not. The only list I have is the KAJ list. And that's what we use in my house. I'm not saying it's the only list that I have. I know that not everything that has Hebrew lettering is good. Question is how chomer this is in the first place. So I'm just sharing with you the confusion over how chomer it is. Yitz Hashem, I hope to meet again this Sunday after Labor Day is when we usually come back. Yitz Hashem will continue.